whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let's talk to Elliot Shore Parks. He's been on the beat all year. He's been on the beat the whole decade and longer. And Elliot is brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. And let's hope this Eagles journey continues for another month. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? Good to talk to you guys.
You too, buddy. Long. Happy New Year to you, man. Everything good the last couple weeks?
Well, I missed you, obviously. And Richie. I miss Richie. I miss you all.
So, like the Dickens.
Thanks, yes. Buddy. All right, so, Ellie, let's start with Hurts. We've gotten various reports, Garofalo with one, Ruben Frank with another, that this is kind of much ado about nothing, that he's really fine. Is that the sense you have?
Yeah, that's definitely the sense I have. And I understand he's the quarterback. It's the playoffs. I don't begrudge or think it's silly for anybody to be worried. I understand why there would be worry. But ultimately, he's going to practice on Wednesday. He will be cleared through the concussion protocol, and he'll play on Sunday. I would be stunned if there was any other outcome to this. I don't get a sense at all that they are worried that he might not play.
So that's great.
I get it, but I fully expect him to be out there.
So any injuries at all to be aware of, or are they just like totally rocking and rolling here?
I mean, they're pretty healthy. Obviously, N'Kobe's been dealing with that abdomen injury. You know, I think he'll play, but, you know, that is something he's been dealing with. Dallas Goedert returned and played last Sunday a few snaps. He'll be out there on Sunday. So they're in pretty good shape.
What about Kenny Pickett? Is he ready to play if needed with the ribs? And what is the truth on the ribs? I think it was CJ GJ or someone who told us they were broken.
Darius Slay, yeah.
Darius, yeah, Slay.
Yeah, so obviously he played against the Cowboys, played well. You saw he took the hit, had to leave the game, hasn't practiced since. I don't have as good of a read on him as I do some of the other injured players. I would expect him to be available. I don't get like a worry that it won't be him. But, yeah, I don't have like as good of a read on that as I do, I would say, Jalen.
All right, speaking of – go ahead, John, I'm sorry.
Do you feel like there's a pall in any way over with the decision, with the Saquon decision? I know it's time to move past it, but I hated it personally. I wondered if you can perceive that there's a remnant that might distract this team this week.
I definitely don't think it will distract the team this Great. Week or during the playoff run. I do believe the players wanted to go for it. Obviously, I can't speak for all 53 players in the locker room. I'm sure the defensive guys probably weren't as worked up about it as some of the main figures there. But I do think they wanted to go for it. Now, I will say, I think that if there's, you know, one of Nick Sirianni's strengths, it is like managing the locker room and relationships. So if they decided not, and obviously they did decide not to go for it, I would trust that he has a good read on it. My only concern with this would not be during the playoff run. My concern would be 6 months from now, you know, 4 months from now, where everything settles down and it's the off season. You know, how does Saquon feel about it then? So I understand the decision not to go for it. I trust that he knows the locker room, but my concern would be more long term than short term.
Elliot, with this, and of course, Nick Sirianni in 15 minutes. Elliot, to what extent do you think Nick Sirianni will have to coach around Jake Elliott's struggles this year in this game versus Green Bay? I mean, do you see scenarios that could be, ordinarily it's kick a field goal, it's 46 yards, kick a field goal, but it's like, no, not now. Don't trust him enough. Do you think he coaches around it?
I don't know. I think that they will. I mean, he's they're already
I'll
so
tell you
aggressive.
This. I think that's a mistake if he doesn't. I think he should coach around it.
So I know Jake Elliott has struggled, but I don't think it's a coincidence that, I mean, the last, like, truly important kicks he kicked that I can remember, unless I'm forgetting one, was Washington, right? He made that big kick late. I know he struggled, but Jake Elliott has made so many clutch kicks in his time here. I'm more worried about him maybe missing one in the first quarter. Not that that's not important. Obviously, every point matters. But then I would be in critical crunch time situations. I do still trust him there. But the other part of this is if you're talking about, you know, they're at the 46 or whatever, a 46-yard field goal, they're already pretty aggressive there. So unless you're in a fourth and long, I
Well, that's what I wonder about. I mean, it's just to drill down more. I wonder about a fourth and five, first quarter, or a 46-yard field goal. I mean, Seltzer, what does he do there?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because 46-yard field goal,
like Elliot, I do not trust Jake at all right now. Zero.
Yeah.
Like,
guys,
I just don't trust him.
I think it's the distance thing. I think
that's my point.
Right. It's past 50 yards.
I think it's even a little before that now.
Well, if it's 45 and up, it just feels like he doesn't have as much pop in his leg.
Well, clearly.
And why is that?
Yeah.
Why?
And now it'll be colder, and so like does 50 become 45? Like that's all kind of
It probably does.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. Anyway. All right, Elliot, a lot more here to get to. Saquon, do they lean on him even more?
I think they're going to use Saquon quite a bit. That's what got them here. I think that obviously with Jalen having not played for a few weeks, you probably do want to rely on the running game a little bit early. And the whole benefit of resting the team last week is they are good to go. They're healthy. They got their bye week, and they're full go for next week. So I expect to see plenty of Saquon in the playoffs. I guess it was last week at this point or 2 weeks ago when he talked about not playing in that final game. You know, he kind of mentioned, the record for total yards in the playoffs, including regular season, I think is like 24-14 or something like that by Terrell Davis. So I expect to see plenty of Saquon Barkley in the playoffs.
So here's another one for you, for more. Okay, I'm just putting this out there. I don't know if they will. I'm telling you, I think they should, Elliot. Jalen running more early. Jalen Hurts running more early. Elliot, for a couple of years I've been the guy saying, be careful. It's a long season. You hope it's a long career. All of that applies to the regular season. This ain't the regular season, man. I mean, it was very clear to me in the regular season, he runs more in the second half than the first half. And my point is, when this game starts, I want them thinking positively, hey, we're...
I think they're going to be cutting it loose.
Right?
I think he's going to be running from the get-go.
Do you think they do that,
Elliot?
I think
they're aware that's a huge part of why they're successful offensively. That's the final factor that makes us different than almost all the other teams out there.
Yeah, and they don't normally utilize that until deeper in the game. Cut it loose, man.
Yeah, so I don't think they're going to do things much different in the playoffs than they did in the regular season. I feel like you guys are asking, like, are they going to use Saquon more? Are they going to run Jalen more? I mean, they won 14 games in one of the best offenses in the league, so I don't expect them to completely alter the game plan here. Now, in terms of Jalen running it, yeah, I absolutely think he'll be a threat. I don't think that missing this time or the concussion, obviously I hope he protects himself, but I don't think that'll be something that'll be super in their mind.
Yeah.
So, no, I expect to see a very similar Eagles offense.
Elliot, does Nick Sirianni get a contract extension this offseason if the Eagles lose in the first round?
Yeah, I think he will, because I don't think they'll fire him if he loses in the first round, and I don't think they'll make him go into the final year of his deal without an extension. We're not talking about cap space here. We're not talking about, any of that. It's just money out of Jeffrey's pocket. And it's an expensive problem to pay away, but you can't bring Nick back next year if he doesn't have a contract extension. He's earned it, but I also think that he will get it.
All right, Elliot, good work, buddy. I agree with you on all fronts there. I think he will get it, win or lose. All right, Elliot, stay well, man. We'll talk to you later in the week. Eagles-Packers on Sunday. Thanks, pal.
Yep, sounds good. Talk